Welcome to the Story Story Night podcast, where you hear true stories on a theme recorded live on stage and without notes. I'm your host, Jessica Holmes. This week, we return to our August 2010 show, Dog Days, Stories of Summer, with two stories about sneaking into private pools on summer nights, then taking the heat for it. Featured storyteller Elaine Ambrose goes first, with a story about potato fields, a group of high school friends, and a hot springs.
Thank you. My name is Elaine Ambrose. I grew up on a potato farm in southern Idaho. Near Wendell, you've probably been there shopping. Or not. To earn money in the summers, I had a paper route. And I delivered 69 copies of the Twin Falls Times News because there were only 69 people who could read. And it was delivering these papers on my little Schwinn bike, one speed, that I got my fear of dogs, because they would come running up to me. They would put their big, hairy paws on my shoulder. They had this big, ugly head. They'd be making terrible, guttural noises and had putrid bad breath. But it prepared me for my dates at the University of Idaho. Go Vandals. But I left Wendell about 40 years ago, thank God, and I traveled the world, went to 32 countries, I've written 6 books, and the bestseller is Menopause Sucks, because it does. Why else can I explain why we sneeze, fart, and wet our pants at the same time? Why else do you know that we have hair growing on our toes like a mini chia pet? How else can I explain why one minute we're horny and the next minute we want to shoot the guy next to us? It's all in writing that we can explore these true adventures. But I'm going to take you back to Wendell, to a story I call Summertime. The Summer of Love, 1969. We put a man on the moon and 500,000 people were on their way to a farm in New York for a situation called Woodstock. I was 17 years old. I was on my way to a farm outside of Wendell. I was going to Neil Ambrose's potato farm. And my job was to pick the weeds out of the spuds and to weed the beet fields. And back in 69, that's what we did, the farm kids who grew up on a farm. But the only thing that kept me sane was my transistor radio that I had tied to my belt. And it was so hot that August of 1969. The sweat would pour down my face and pool up in my eyes so I couldn't see. It would drip down my back and make my shirt look like plaster of Paris. It would drip into my boots and make little rivulets of mud as I hoed the beets. And I remembered as I turned on my radio and I listened to my favorite bands, Santana, Creedence Clearwater, and Janis Joplin. They were on their way to Woodstock. And I would sing as I hoed. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me Mercedes Benz. A couple years later, I got a Dodge Dart. It was like a Mercedes Benz, but different. The only way I had fun that summer was Monday night. The farm kids got to go to town. We got to go to Wendell, to the church youth group meeting. We didn't have a car, but we were picked up by Carl in his mother's blue Ford Astrovan. Had the seat in the middle with no radio, no air conditioner, but he would pick up 5 of us. He'd get me and Jack the cowboy, Scott the class clown, and Candy the cheerleader. Why is there always a cheerleader named Candy? I don't know. But we would go into the church meeting on Monday nights. And this one Monday in August, the lesson was about courage and sacrifice. And as we got into the Ford Econo van to come home, Carl turned and said, "Next Monday, I'm going to break in to Banbury's Hot Springs. I got the courage to do so. I immediately piped up, I'm going to sacrifice going to youth group to go with you. And we were so excited. If you've been down to Hagerman Valley, Banbury's Hot Springs is right there on the Snake River. It's 20 minutes from Wendell. And all week long, I was so excited as I worked in the fields planning how we were going to do this. We were going to break in to Banbury's Hot Springs, and I was going to be with my best friends. And I knew whatever happened, I could get by with a little help from my friends. And at Woodstock, Joe Cocker was singing, "What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me an ear and I'll sing you a song. Try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yes, I can try a little help from my friends." Monday came. I was so excited. I put on my swimming suit and put on my dress over it. The dress I made in home ec class in Wendell High School, the same high school my parents attended. I had the same teachers, and they're still there. But I put my towel in my bag, and Carl pulled up, and I jumped in his car. We, bye, folks! And we picked up the others, and we drove through Wendell. Bye, church! On our way down to Hagerman. We were getting kind of nervous. We'd never broken into a swimming pool before. Finally, Candy started to cry and wanted to go back. We said, "Courage." I said, "Sacrifice." We pulled up to the pool. Steam was coming off of Banbury's. It was quiet. There was a big sign that said, "Trespassers will be prosecuted." "Let's go," we said. Being farm cool, we could climb over a fence and nothing flat. Off came the clothes. We had our swimming suits on, of course. Jump, splash, splash, splash. The boys were in the pool. Candy, of course, had to tiptoe in not to mess up her bouffant hair. I turned my radio on a chair, went to the diving board, jumped in feet first. The water covered me like a glove, soothed all my aches and pains. That spring water right from the hot springs, all my aches and pains went away. Then after a while, we were splashing and yelling and jumping. And all of our fears went away because it was so fun and so exciting at the same time. Pretty soon, I started to float on my back. That's what I always do every time I break into a swimming pool. And I was noticing the moon was rising. All of a sudden, a shadow came over the moon. I had an ominous feeling. About that time, CCR was singing at Woodstock. "I see a bad moon arising. I see bad things today." The reflection in the pool suddenly turned red and blue, red and blue, red and blue, and the sound, woo, 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 and the microphone, "Hey, you kids, get out of there." There was the police. We jumped up. Of course, some of us were naked, but we won't go into that. And we ran trying to find clothes and towels and everything. And we're going to sleep over the fence. But then we heard, "Is that you, Elaine? Is that you, Carl? Scott? Hey, Candy, come here." Deputy Sheriff Bill Bunn. Yeah. He knew us, and he knew our parents. About the time came the screech of a pickup truck, and out jumped Walter Stockham, the owner of Banbury's. "Get those kids out of there," he said. He got his key in the lock, and he opened it up, and he said, "Deputy, you arrest those kids right now." "Now, Walter," said Deputy Bill Bunn, "calm down. We know these kids. We know their parents. The worst punishment is to take them home." He was right. I'd rather go to jail. "But what about my pool?" he said. "I think they broke in, and that's against the law." "Okay, Walter, calm down. I see that you've got a fence broken over there, and that building over there needs painting, and there's a lot of trash from here to the Snake River. Why don't they all come back tomorrow and do some odd jobs?" "Well, okay," said Walter, and he wanted to get back to dinner because he still had spaghetti on his mouth. "They better be here at 8 a.m. to clean up." We all agreed that was okay. The sheriff followed us home and dropped off each of us one at a time, and he came in to talk to our parents, and he told my dad that I had to be there at 8 a.m. The only thing my dad said was, she'll be there at 6. The next morning, I had my bag with a jug of water, 2 peanut butter sandwiches, and a jar of sweet and sour pickles. I love homemade sweet and sour pickles. I knew that would sustain me through the day. Well, my dad dropped me off. I was early, of course. So I started to pick up the trash and do other odd jobs. Then the other kids came, and we worked all day. Whatever Walter told us to do, we'd do. We painted, we fixed fences, we picked up trash. The worst part was hearing all the kids laughing and splashing and having fun in the pool. At the end of the day, Walter came and said, "Good job, kids. Come back next time, but pay for it." All of our parents picked me up, and as Carl got in his mom's car, he looked at me and said, "Courage." I looked back and said, "Sacrifice." We drove home, and my dad pulled the pickup up to the car, hadn't said a word to me in 20 minutes, and he turned off the key and looked to me and said, "Elaine, when I was your age, I did the same thing." That night I went to bed after supper. I knew I'd have to get up early, go work in the fields again. But a song was running through my head. It was a song that you heard earlier tonight, a song that was also played at Woodstock 41 years ago. "Summertime and the living is easy. Hush, summertime." Thank you.
Story Slammer Steve Bush is next, with a short cautionary tale involving teenage boys, a swimming pool, and a little beating around the bush.
God, we had some great stories tonight, but some of the best stories I've heard. They're just amazing. And hot summer nights or... what? Dog day stories. Well, I thought it was hot summer nights. Well, okay, so... I got to talk about the dogs now. Anyways, dog day nights. On dog day nights in the summertime, back in Cleveland, Ohio, what we like to do as... Oh, I see that. What we like to do as a teenager is camp out. But camping out was a lot different than camping out that I've been exposed to here in Idaho. Our camping out was a matter of pitching a tent in our backyard and having 3 or 4 guys, sleeping until your parents went to sleep, and then getting up and trying to find out what kind of mischief you could get into at night. And so I was camping out with Jim and Wayne, and we were sitting around talking about what we were going to do that night, and we decided that the best thing to do that night was to hike down the street to Jeannie and Janie's house, who are twins, and had a swimming pool, and we would go swimming that night. And so we thought it was great. And then we got into an argument about what would be the best way to do that. And Wayne was very much an exhibitionist, and he wanted to go naked. And Jim and I didn't think that was a good idea. So we decided that the best thing to do is to go in our white jockeys. And so we went down the street in our white jockeys, and as we went down, about 2 or 3 cars went by, and Wayne, the exhibitionist, Jim and I would run as soon as a car came within view, and we'd hide behind some bushes. Well, Wayne would stand out in the middle of the road, and wiggle around and exhibit. And then at the last minute, when the car was about 50 yards away, we'd run into the bushes and hide. And this happened about 2 or 3 times on our way down. And then we went down, and we got down to Jeannie and Janie's house. And I said, "Now we got to sneak in there. We'll take off our jockeys, and we'll sneak into the pool. And you got to be very quiet and just paddle around and not make any noise." Well, okay. So we climbed over the fence. Had to be very careful, you know, a chain link fence with things on the top. And so we got in there, we took off our jockeys, and we went into the pool, and I'm swimming around real quiet and paddling around, and I look around, there's Jim right next to me, and I said, where's Wayne? The exhibitionist, you know? And I look up to my horror, and there's Wayne on the diving board, and he goes bong real loud, goes yippee in the air, and makes a big splash into the pool. And 2 nanoseconds later, all the lights in the house come on. And so we climbed over the fence. We picked up our jockeys, and we didn't have time to put them on, and we were a little more careful this time going over the fence. And so we went running across the backyards, which are just grass. Now, I don't know if you've ever experienced about 3 guys running across the grass at night. You don't hear anything. There's no cars, no noise, and the moon's out, the stars are out, and all you hear is a gentle... So you must have heard that before. Anyways, the gentle paddling of certain things paddling... Well, anyways. And it was really funny because we all heard it at the same time, and we just fell over laughing. We couldn't stand it. And so after we got done laughing, we stood up and we put our jockeys back on, and we started back to the road. And we're going up the road, and a car starts coming down the road. And so we're in front of this house, and I figured the car's just going to go by. So I hid behind this little bush about this high, and in my white jockey shorts. And Jim ran around behind the house, and Wayne, of course, was out in the middle of the street going like this, and ran away at the last second. Well, the car went by, and then it stopped, and then it backs up, and then it pulls into the driveway, and it stops right next to me. And I'm behind this little bush, you know. And I'm about 6 foot tall at that time, and in my white jockeys, and... I hear somebody get out of the car, and they walk towards the bush. And then they start walking around the bush, and I'm crawling around the bush. And we go around the bush completely. And then I hear this voice, a familiar voice, saying, "Steve, what are you doing?" And I stood up and I said, "Oh, hi, Dad." And so... I had to ride home that night on that dog day summer night. It was also a hot summer night. And I had a lot of explaining to do on that hot summer night. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Story Night is brought to you by founding partners Alley Repertory Theater, the Boise State Story Initiative, and The Cabin. Venue partner The Lennon Building. Design partner, Neighborhood All-Stars, and importantly, our broadcast partner, Boise State Public Radio, who makes this podcast possible. Please donate now at radio.boisestate.edu. The Story Night theme song is by Dan Costello. Hear more at hearcostello.com. And please join us next week for more Stories of Summer, and we'll see you on September 27th for White Lies, Stories of Polite Fiction. Learn more at storystorynight.org.